2 months ago, Walker critic Julie Wells filed the formal paperwork needed to launch a recall effort. Yesterday, she stood in the back of a moving truck full of recall petitions to announce the results to hundreds of supporters.
What we have done in just 60 days is monumental. We have successfully collected more than 1 million signatures.
Recall organizers locked arms along the sidewalk from the truck to the Government Accountability Board's front steps, forming a corridor to let recall volunteers deliver the petitions. Among those carrying a box was Martha Pincus of Milwaukee.
It means the world to me. It means that we have a chance of getting our state back.
Government Accountability Board Director Kevin Kennedy says the petitions will now be stored in an undisclosed location while the board staff scans each one. Then the formal review begins. Kennedy gave no hard deadlines on when the work might be complete or when an election might happen.
We really don't have any sense. There's so many variables in the process.
For example, Kennedy planned to hire 50 temporary workers to help evaluate the petitions. But the board has so far hired only 30, partly because it's only hiring people who have not signed a recall petition.
That screens a lot of people out in the Madison area.
Governor Scott Walker was out of state yesterday raising campaign funds in New York City. Walker issued a statement saying he looked forward to talking to the people about his continued promises to control government spending. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.